Brother Eric John Phelps, welcome to 24/7 World Radio Podcast this evening, June 16th, 2025, this beautiful Monday evening. My special guest, dear brother in Christ, great writer. He has a wonderful future ahead for whatever the Lord has for him. It's so up to date on all the current affairs that I just get updated by his email. So, Brother Eric Rodriguez, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you for having me. This is great.
Kind of hear you breathing into the microphone a little bit.
Oh, sorry.
Just back up a little.
If I could adjust my setting here.
So, what would you like to deal with tonight? Put myself and the listeners.
Well, I'd like to go over and continue with the prophecy of Daniel and Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon. And before I do, I'd like to say a quick prayer, if I might. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and time that you've blessed us with. Thank you for the truth. Thank you for your word. Thank you for this time we have together. I pray that you please allow this to be a blessing. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right. So let's see here. Since we last left off, some things have happened, which maybe I should just mention really quickly. We had the inauguration, I think that happened. What else happened? So-called Francis died. He kicked the bucket, and now they've installed.
Please.
What's his face? Yep. Leo the 14th. I have Leo the 13th's quote around here somewhere saying that it's a Roman Catholic's duty to transform their country and their government to be a pope-serving tool or whatever. That's Leo the 13th. So we've got Leo the 14th now. So that's great. Oh, what else? We had some tariffs and the whole tariff agitation. So that was fun to watch happen. Of course, protective tariffs are normal and good and should be instituted.
We have Washington, Jackson, and McKinley that did it. It was a blessing with those three presidents. But you're right, they just converted it into an agitation to making it that we really shouldn't have protective tariffs. We were better off without them. Yeah, that's right. Go ahead. Just continue to destroy the country without them. Go ahead, brother.
Right. Trying to prove a point. What I gather is the Jesuits are keenly interested in trying to prove that their beliefs should be accepted. Their opinions about government and its function and the reasons for things, so that you can all be deceived as to the true cause of things, et cetera, et cetera. So,
Even though whatever they touch turns to trash.
it's trash to the greater glory of God, though.
That's
So,
right, to the greater glory, furthering the power of the temple power of the Pope. Amen.
right. So there's that. So, oh, I'm trying to walk through what happened in April. Oh, who knows? I mean, the whole thing with Elon Musk was actually supposed to come to an end. They scheduled it to come to an end, but then they threw it in our face like, oh, this whole government reduction thing is a terrible idea. That's another one. Terrible idea to reduce the size of government. How dare you? And so on. So,
We just want to keep taxing the people to death, justifying higher taxes and more money to spend. So we don't care about you, but we want to have big government, centralization of power, because that's how we're going to control you and organize you. And yeah, centralization of power. The Jesuits are the great centralists, the absolutists. And when you have big government, you got big bills, and all these bureaucracies are wasting the money. So it's just Jesuitism in the destruction of white Protestant Western nations.
Yep, so you had more of that. And most recently, Antifa and well, the open, you know, BLM, the Black Lives Matter thing, kind of ran out of steam. You know, their founders and their organizers were caught. You know, this is maybe 2 years ago, embezzling, not embezzling, but using the funds for lavish lifestyles and so on, and kind of became an
Living in
embarrassment.
white communities.
Safe
Black Lives
places
Matter,
to.
living in your great big house in a white community.
So that was quite hypocritical and swept under the
Sure.
rug. But we have a new debacle here where you've got the deportations taking place, kicked off with that one in particular, that quote Maryland man, that Maryland dad, about a month ago. And it was this criminal, and the longer that the time went by, the more of his crimes became clear, like human trafficking and a couple other things that he was implicated in, and it just kept getting worse and worse. And but you know, that sort of thing is miraculously just swept under the rug and ignored. And
You can lie, cheat, and steal when you're leading and participating in an agitation that you're getting paid for. So the agitation cannot allow to fail, no matter how many lives or how many people we have to damage or hurt. We just got to keep the agitation going.
And so they deported him. And actually, the president of, what was it, El Salvador was in town, well-spoken, younger man, Hispanic man, I can't remember his name, but dark hair. He came and visited Trump in the White House. And evidently, now here's what I'm noticing, is that about the last 5 years, 10 years, the internationalization of what you would call American domestic conflict, I've seen it's now been ever since about 2015, I started picking up on it with the way that they turned loose a bunch of people from Iraq and various other places. Remember the Syrian crisis, and then you had the floodgates just open into Europe. That coupled with the simultaneousness of the American southern border, not so subtly trying to tell political and social conflict, not just in America, as you might have pockets of people seeing their day-to-day news stories playing out, but now we're entering a phase with the information age, ever since the last 10, 20 years, heavy. You know, the next generations with the phones and stuff, where you have, hey, that's happening to us too. Hey, that's happening over there too. And so this great worldwide common ground. So now it's entering an even more, you might say, dangerous phase where international events all of a sudden can spark protests in Chicago. Because of the same people and the so now we're really what I view getting to, you know, the latter phases towards the Antichrist. I don't set dates really, but I can just see this now more and more. If you're going to have a united world, you'd almost have to have a united series of conflicts and pros and against, pros and cons, for and against. On one side of a conflict, on another side of a conflict. It can't just be limited like in a country anymore. Now you have to have people across all countries start to feel the same pressure and pain points. And so you have that Bolsonaro guy from Brazil that's hailed as a great conservative. You have this guy from El Salvador that I'm talking about. You have this conservative guy in Poland. And the one from Hungary, he's a great one that they interview him and has
And they're all
good,
Catholics. They're all
they're
Catholics.
all Roman Catholics. They have good talking points. Then you have the Jordan Petersons from Canada and the one guy from England. And there's a lot of common ground on like a split dichotomy, one side and the other side. It's really taking root across the entirety of the world.
And you know,
And
Jordan Peterson is Counselor for National Policy.
Oh, he is. I didn't know that. Well, yeah, I could kind of sense that, he's had those specials where he's sitting sh shoulder with shoulder with that one Roman Catholic bishop. What's his face with the glasses? I can't remember his name, but
It's
many.
not the piano, is it?
No, not him. No, this is a more subtle white guy from, oh, what is that guy's name? But I could just tell that it's going to be this erudite way of uniting with erudite Roman Catholics together.
Unite all the Baptists and the Protestants with the Roman Catholics with these kinds of speakers. And
Yeah.
that guy's pretty riveting when you listen to him. Sounds like a saved man to me, but his friends, his associates, the moment you go to Council for National Policy, you're in the new right. You have some very powerful, evil white men running it.
Yeah. And I found the man's name, Bishop Robert Barron. Robert Barron. Not Robert Barron, they ran them.
Well, that's too much of a coincidence.
Robert Barron, white guy, looks to be Irish, probably from the Northeast, but he and Ben Shapiro and Foundations of the West type of thing. Give it an hour and a half special. All the lighting and the studio type thing, where you have lots of somewhat good things uttered, but then never talking about the types of things that need to be talked about, et cetera, et cetera. So they're very
Ben
consistently
Shapiro
pushing.
will never tell you that Popes Benjamin Netanyahu and some of the others participated in October 7th with attack in Israel a year or so ago. And
Right.
so we can't talk about that. We'll just stand down the army for 7 hours like we don't know what's happening. It's
Yeah, one
all.
of the most high-tech border security systems in the world.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they knew everything that was happening. They knew it as it was unfolding. They knew it in preparation. They knew it all. And so they have to have this to justify the war that will ultimately bring a great victory to Israel. The Pope survived Latin Kingdom of Jerusalem, extension of the lands, become much more powerful. And of course, Egypt has to participate by not letting in the Arab Muslims living in Gaza. They will not let them in, but they will hope they all die. So Egypt's never blamed for anything that's going on there.
That's funny you mentioned Egypt, because I just saw a story about how they rounded up some folks that were trying to go from Egypt, pro Hamas, pro quote Palestinian, into Palestine, so called. And the Egyptian government like rounded them up and kicked them out, something like that, and didn't treat them too kindly, because the Egyptians don't want to have them there either.
And if Trump or somebody else wanted to end this, because those Muslim Arabs don't belong in Gaza, that's Judah, it's Judea. Barry Chambers wrote a very good book years ago called Bye Bye Gaza, when Ariel Sharon gave the place away in 2005 to Muslims, continue the agitation with Yasser Arafat. So with that, Egypt's a part of that agitation to keep it going because the Pope must have this agitation. Cannot stop till the final Pope of Rome, with his covenant with many for over 7 years of Daniel 9:27, ends the agitation. So that's why they're never going to allow it to stop. Trump's not going to make a deal. Nobody is.
Right. They're not going to do it because that's part of what they want. So, anybody is safe to take the basic premise that you're given and just throw it in the trash. Actually, run it in reverse and you're very close to the truth.
Right, black is
Just
white,
basic.
white is black. Whatever they tell
From.
you, like the what's that Patriot Act? It's not the Patriot Act, it's the Traitors Act.
Yeah, just run it all backwards, and that's you're very close to the truth. So there was that.
Don't mean to interrupt you, brother, but go ahead with your topics.
Sure, no problem. So there's that agitation and that perennial agitator extraordinaire, not a chess grandmaster by any stretch. What's her face? Greta Thunberg. She was in the spotlight again recently. Her handlers evidently have a long life of agitation planned for her. She was on a flotilla headed toward Gaza, and she was caught essentially at sea. Did you see that? They caught
I
her.
think the Israeli Navy intercepted her and didn't let her go there.
They caught
She's
her
good.
and took her into custody, and then forced her and her comrades to watch footage from the October 7th situation
Good.
as a way to just kind of as a way to like throw it in her face. And then
Good.
evidently she refused to watch it. I don't know what happened, if it even did, but then they set her free. They kicked her out and sent her someplace else.
See,
I was kind of hoping they
just
would send her to Ukraine. She might be very useful
yeah, send her to Ukraine.
stick her in a tank. She could be useful there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Or send her to some black nation and they'd make her a concubine in 15 minutes. So maybe she needs to just go there.
Yeah, but
I have a missionary friend to an African country, and he was approached by this African savage who offered to buy his little daughter from him, 2 years old. And
Okay.
another African savage came to him offered to buy his wife from him.
Whoa.
So, it's just savagery. So these white people are so concerned about abuse, they need to go to Africa, except they're not going to come back.
They're not gonna come back. They're,
But
are you saying they're engaging in human trafficking?
that's right.
But wouldn't
Well,
that
maybe.
make that's wouldn't that be buying and selling souls?
Being selling souls.
For
Souls of men.
abusive purposes. You can't
Oh,
do
of
that. Not even
course. Oh, of
you,
course.
the
It's.
Bible has all kinds of stuff to say against that.
Yeah. That's right.
Wow.
That's right, my brother.
So they're not the pinnacle of civilization.
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Well, now I'm getting my head screwed on straight. So I had some books to point out. There's four books here that the Ben Shapiros of the world need to read, and for that matter, any Hillsdale College and all the other homeschool groups and all the people from coast to coast and in this world who are following along the narrative like a bouncing ball, sing along with Mitch.
Sing along with Mitch. You're not old enough to see that, brother. I was
I
a
heard
boy.
the
I was
go
a boy. I was a boy watching that with my grandpa Callahan in his little apartment. And sing along with Mitch, and he had his little goatee. And that was, I think, right after the fights. Grandpa watched the fights and then sing along with Mitch.
The fights. Is that the fights between congressmen or the fights between
No, that's the
boxers?
boxers. Floyd Patterson, and oh, he was a big boxer follower.
They would go many rounds, wouldn't they, before they called it?
15 rounds. It took some guts to fight for 15 rounds.
Yeah, right.
Floyd
Yeah, that's
Patterson,
crazy.
Sonny Liston, all those black fighters beating each other brains out for the Roman Catholic Italian mafia.
Yeah, they didn't know about what is that, CTE, that concussive disorder.
It's called being punch drunk. Father taught me about it. This guy's shaking in older age, you're punch drunk. That's what happened to Cassius Clay. AKA Muhammad Ali, he was punch drunk. That's why he was shaking all the time.
Yeah. And that happens to players in the NFL too. They have so much head trauma.
That's why it's time to boycott all the sports. Don't go to any more. Don't see those black savage women beating up that white girl, that white Catholic girl, Caitlin Clark.
You know, I find that to be very irritating.
That's what it's supposed to be. That's why they keep doing it. That's why the refs never call anything. That's why the coaches never call anything. That's why the sponsors keep it up. They want to drive these white people, particularly the Catholics, into rage, into the new right. And I'm sure they're paying these black savage women basketball players to keep their assaults up on Caitlin Clark, and they may be even paying her to take it. Who knows? But it's an agitation that should have stopped long ago. And there isn't a black man out there that's successful in any sport that has the guts enough to denounce it.
Right. I mean, just even the grounds of good sportsmanship, like, what's your problem? So just it's a rough game, you know.
Yeah, a rough game when you deliberately take their finger, jabber in their eyes and their ears, knock her down, and
Yeah, I guess that's a current event that was happening in February, March with the basketball game.
I think it's
So,
just amazing that you see the blacks, they gather around each other and they always side with each other, no matter if they're wrong, because they don't want to talk about the truth and they don't want to denounce any of their kind and their savage behavior, except one of them did. That was Bill Cosby.
yeah.
And for that, he gets prosecuted, whatever, because he was denouncing all of these black women having all of these babies to different men and naming them all these weird names. And so I believe that was the beginning of the end for him.
He did it. He did it in kind of a winsome way too, and he was setting an example there with his family life on that show. What was it? The Cosby Show. Anyway, yep. So there's another one. Just year after year, the communist agitation, the Islamic Muslim agitation, the black agitation, the blame the Jew. That's there. I was going to blame the
That's coming
Jews.
up
Going to
here
be
now. That's right, because a lot of
communist
notorious
Jews.
Jews aid in the black deportation, namely
That's number four.
ACLU and others, Jews from Georgetown University.
Well, they all brought Obama to power, at least ostensibly.
Oh yeah, it was George Soros who did that. Couldn't have been. What's the Jesuit's name? His advisor in Chicago.
Oh, right.
Greg Lozo.
Greg Aluzzo and Notre Dame. Five, number five is the illegal alien invasion problem that's never going to end. And six is the sodomite
No, I
and
think it's going to end, brother. I'm going to tell you why. The
okay.
reason why they brought all those poor people into here, as they created hell in their countries to drive them out, is so that they'll be used for cannon fodder to be rounded up and sent to the camps. And I just watched something on DARPA today, that DARPA is preparing for mass disease outbreaks
Oh yeah.
so that they can be rounded up. And they're going to round up all these alien invaders and all go into camps. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, the solution, see, yeah, I think that they're dragging their feet for so long that to make basically red-blooded white Americans angry enough that they call out for a desperate solution, because whoever comes after Trump, if they don't do it during Trump's tenure, it's just going to be the exact polar opposite of Trump. So instead of deportations, they're going to just stop the deportations. And they're not going to build a wall under Trump, because that would end the agitation, or at least provide for its ending in a sensible way. I mean, I did research that I'd like to get into on some broadcasts
Sure,
about
sure.
the border walls worldwide, different countries and the money they've invested in their border walls. But yeah, like it's a problem that could have a solution. If in fact, if you listen to Obama, he had stuff to say in 2009, 2010 about how they need to deport these illegal aliens. He didn't call them illegal aliens, he called them undocumented workers. We need to deport them.
Yeah.
He deported 3 million people.
He deported 3 million.
He deported 3 million. At least that's what the numbers say. There was Bill Clinton was I've seen video of Bill Clinton saying these illegal aliens are undercutting American jobs and blah blah blah, and this is a problem for us in America. And Hillary Clinton said similar. This is all like wacko world, and then total sanity. Like, send them back. We're not shooting them. We're not torturing them. We're sending them back. They're here illegally. Illegally, it means against the law.
And by the way, European nations are doing the same now with these radical Muslims.
I saw
These
that.
Muslims. France is deporting them. Denmark's deporting them. England is deporting them. Germany's deporting them. Hungary, Romania, they're all deporting because this agitation has driven those historic white European nations together. And they have to be driven together for the new European Union, unification of Europe. So that's why they brought them in there in the first place. To drive all those white people to unification.
Yeah, and that gets back to one of the things that Karl Marx tried to teach people, was that history moves forward based upon conflict, and the whole Hegelian thing with the point, counterpoint, and then middle ground, like wash, rinse, repeat. Of course, he was tutored by a Jesuit anyway, but
That's right.
So if you don't have a good conflict, then how are you supposed to make any progress in the world, you know? So you have
True.
these big con So I guess that's the part that makes me nervous, is the way that now we feel the same things that the Europeans are feeling and various others are feeling. When you start to get that like worldwide phenomena, that gives evidence that there's a unified front. I don't know
Yeah,
who that is, but
sounds
that.
like conspiracy to me. Sounds like a plot to me. Sounds like a design to me. And who in the world could orchestrate such a design? It would have to be international. It would have to control the political leaders of all these nations. It would have to be brilliant.
The news media, got to control them.
Got to control the news media. But we'll blame the Jews.
Rockefeller.
The Rockefeller, the Rothschilds. We'll bring the
Remember,
Rothschilds. Rockefellers.
who was that that would Rockefeller Foundation.
Oh, is that what Joan's saying? Is it Rockefellers?
Well, maybe 10 years ago, but the problem is, it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. Men die, we die. Rockefeller dies, Soros is gonna die, everyone's gonna die. And so the explanation that it's just the Rothschilds or the Rockefellers, they die. Their children are wealthy and they probably don't feel like getting their hands dirty and doing much but going to the polo match and whatever else they do behind closed doors. They're not running a world conspiracy. These people are running, billion-dollar bank accounts and doing nothing all day long. It's not them. It's the men of it's the men of Rome.
The men of the
They're the ones.
cloth. The men of the cloth. That's what
It's
they.
the men of the cloth. They're the ones that have the intelligence. They're the ones that
That's
have the
right.
discipline. They are the ones that have the coordination. They're the ones
That's
that have
right.
the finesse, the
That's right.
motivation.
They
It's
have
called
no wives. They have no families. They have no allegiance to any country. Their only allegiance to the Pope and the Jesuit General, and everything is for that. So they have nothing restraining them. No bills. You know, the Jesuits don't pay any income tax. They're completely excused from that. Any
For
money
sure.
they get is for the order, religious order. Like Section 953 of the Internal Revenue Code. So they're untouched by all the vicissitudes that we have to deal with. So that's why they continue to prosper and make progress. And since there's really very few out there that would be willing to expose them and have money and power, they continue to move forward.
Yeah. So I have four book titles to recommend the listener. And the Ben Shapiro's and the Alex Jones and the Joe Rogan's and the Jordan Peterson's of the world. And who else? Charlie Kirk. Don't forget Charlie Kirk.
Oh, Charlie
And
Kirk, that's right. He's the one I'm thinking about. Yeah.
what was that guy's name? The I like some of the stuff that what's this guy I'm thinking of? Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson. Here's some books for these folks, right? America or Rome, Christ or the Pope by John Lincoln Brandt, written probably 1895. 1895. America
Great.
or Rome, Christ or the Pope.
Excellent.
Good book. Another one. J.A. Wiley, The Papacy is the Antichrist. Great book.
Everything he writes, we need to get.
Now, with the proviso that he says that the papacy as a system is the Antichrist, when it's not merely the system, but it's a man.
It's a man. And by the way, the way one came up with that, God bless his soul, was John Wycliffe.
John
Wycliffe was the
Wycliffe.
first one to teach the papacy was the Antichrist.
Oh, yeah, he saw a lot of
Wrong about
parallels.
it. He was a great man. So we forgive him for that non-literal reading of Revelation and Daniel and the other place. That's right. The
Right.
Antichrist is a man, not a system.
Right. Another one, The Secret History of the Jesuits by Edmund Peres. There's a classic.
Classic work. Written in 1965, a Frenchman.
1965. Secret History of the Jesuits.
Who's the one who told us that Himmler's uncle was a Jesuit priest?
Oh, was he? That's a big deal.
Yes, it is. In fact, I have a friend, Brother Ron. He lives in West Virginia. He has a business there with his father, and he was talking to one of the customers about the Jesuits running everything. There's a couple guys in there. Thinking, let's just talk about the Jesuits. He said, "Well, they run things. What do you mean? What did they ever do wrong?" So they were probably Jesuit coaches. She said, "Well, they ran the Nazis." He told them that. They said, "Okay," and turned around and left his store. So he gave them just the perfect answer, exactly what they needed. Dear.
Right. That's a big one. That's like all the marbles. Well, not all of them, but in the minds of a lot of young people, in the minds of a lot of people in 2025, Nazi, you know.
They have no idea who paid for it, who financed it. They have no idea that Pius the 12th sent Hitler a birthday card every year.
Happy birthday,
Happy
Adolf.
birthday, Adolf. That's right.
Your loving admirer.
And their meetings they had when he was the Cardinal Secretary of State, when he went to Bavaria and talked with him and gave him a bag of gold and said, "Go after the communists, Adolf." And you can find all that written in the book La Popessa, who was the concubine of Pius the 12th, the German nun, La Popessa.
La Popessa. I'll have a pizza with Adolf. We're going to discuss some European events. Yep. Wonder if we went to his birthday party.
Well, I'm sure there
Well,
was someone there that represented him.
right. That's just amazing. And that's totally hidden. And all these people, freak out. And if you have anything to say that's to the right of Karl Marx, you're automatically the same thing as Hitler.
Yeah, anything to the right of Karl Marx, Wilson.
You know what I want to get into eventually, like some broadcast down the road, would be a good expose on the entire left-right dichotomy and that whole thing, and how it stems from the French Revolution and what was really going on with that. Because even the language of left and right is something to marvel at as a control mechanism.
The Bolshevik Revolution was a remaking of the French Revolution.
Same
And
thing. We're having like a. You go ahead.
Russian historians will tell you, whoever was behind the French Revolution was behind the Bolshevik Revolution. But never will they say the Jesuits.
Right. And
Because if
expose.
it got out, the Jesuits were behind the Bolshevik Revolution and controlled Lenin and then Stalin and then that crime that took place for those many years. If it ever got out, the Jesuits were the mass murderers and killers of the Russian Orthodox people, there'd be a serious change.
Well, people would start aiming their guns in the right direction,
That's
figuratively
right.
speaking. Instead of shooting each other in the media and physically and whatever, they would say, "Wait, hey, wait a minute."
Got 500 years of Jesuit subversion, agitation, murder, and war. Why don't we take a look at them?
Just imagine all around the world, different peoples and different contexts and different struggles. Stop for a second and realize to themselves, wait, we need to be focusing on these men and what they've been doing. Hang on.
They have a huge university in Qatar, huge, beautiful campus. You think there's any relationship between the Jesuits in Qatar, their university, and Hamas?
No, come on.
Yeah. So do you think Netanyahu would ever say, "Yeah, we got to be at war with Hamas, but the Jesuits run Hamas"? Never say that in a million years.
Right.
Because he works for the Jesuits.
And Tehran. Oh, actually, Trump put out a little thing not long ago saying that everyone needs to get out of Tehran. Everyone should evacuate Tehran immediately. Terrible food. Just play it safe tonight, okay?
You and my son can have great fun in your mimicking of Trump impersonation. It's really good.
So who
But
knows?
Trump gave Iran 60 days to come to a deal here. They didn't come in 60 days. So on the 61st day, that's when Israel
Magically.
attacks. That's when Israel
Wow, look
attacks.
at all these missiles. Who launched those? He's
But you
like,
know,
I don't.
the leader of Iran is another Freemason. He's another papal servant. And his
Yep.
whole purpose is to create agitation against the people of Iran, which are Shia. Because the
Sure.
Shia have to be exterminated this century if you're going to have a unified Arab world with a second Sunni caliphate.
You
Shia.
know, so I've been thinking about that for a long time because you've mentioned that, and that's striking because they had that entire tumultuous situation in Syria, which is largely, what am I trying to say? Shia. Yep.
Yeah,
Versus the Sunnis who are more iron-fisted and controlled.
I was talking to an old associate, and he said, There were 20,000 Jews in Tehran.
No, oh, well, that too, yeah.
They weren't persecuted there. Shia didn't persecute them in Tehran. So they're the agitators, the Jesuit agitators in the midst of it. Now, I guess they drove all the Jews out of Tehran.
Jews out of Tehran. I've also seen, unrelated to anything else, just sort of the emails you get, like, pray for the Christians here, pray for the Christians there. A little factoid about Iraq and the Syria area. Oh, Christian percentage in, pick a number, 1990 or some time frame, 2000 the year versus like 2020 or 2025, it's like dropped off precipitously. Just purging the Middle East of any
Yeah,
biblical influence
that's
too.
right. Purging the Middle East of any Bible-believing Arab people, Bible-believing people in the area.
You know, something I've been noodling on in that vein with the Shia is that, as far as I know, the Shia are the ones who are waiting for their 12th Imam.
Yeah, they're Mahdi.
I don't know that the Sunnis are, or they have a different conception of who they're waiting for, if they're waiting for anybody. It seemed to be a sharper picture among the Shia. So I thought, well, if you're Satan and you've got a group of people who are waiting for a promised one, why would you kill them? Would that mean that they would need to somehow stir up the Sunnis to start looking for somebody too?
Could be,
Like,
but that's why the Jesuits have given the Sunnis all the technology through this military government here to get oil out of the ground, any other kind of engineering technology, all given to them by the military government here in DC, to make them bigger and stronger and powerful. I mean, Qatar is Sunni, Arabia, Saudi Arabia is Sunni, Wahhabi Sunni. All the rich areas of the Muslim world are Sunni. And I saw one Shia guy say that the Muslim Sunnis have hired the Americans against us. They've
Well,
opened their
Trump was over there.
treasures to pay the American military to annihilate us. And I thought that's very telling.
That Trump was over there. We just want to do business, all right? Let's just chill out. So maybe they'll. I'm just trying to homogenize how you get to the ultimate situation where maybe they'll just always be unruly and it'll just be a matter of a dictator that says, look, we're following the Pope, okay? And they're just like, okay, fine.
Yeah, right. Well, follow the
I don't
Pope.
know.
If you don't like it, we're going to kill you.
Okay, fine.
That's good. That's good via Vatican foreign and domestic policy.
Or there'll be a go-between. Obviously, you have 10 kings giving their power to one king. Maybe their regional king. Maybe that's what they need. They need to purge out the Sunni, the Shia, to have a Sunni, like you're saying, a Sunni caliphate, a Sunni kingdom of sorts, with a Sunni king that the Shia won't have to worry. They won't have to worry about the Shia no more, and then they'll be able to have their Sunni leader, who they can eventually say the Sunni can go give his power all along with the other nine to the one king.
We know that Iran and Persia will be on the side of Russia when it invades Israel
Oh, that's true. So maybe they'll have some like a residual
in the 70th
bitterness.
week of Daniel. So they're not going to destroy Iran, but they're going to destroy the Shia religion, so that Iran will then go into the arms of Russia and you'll have a unified Sunni caliphate, which would include Turkey.
So are they going to turn Iran into like Mogadishu? Like just
Probably
destroy like
Tehran.
Tehran?
Probably the site where the power is centralized. Yeah, they will.
Well, if anyone's listening, like you have Americans here discussing situations. We don't like this, and we're not advocating for this, and we're not war hawk wackos, and we're also not Roman Catholics, and we're also not Jews, like pushing for some kind of Zionist thing. So there are people, if you're listening around the world, wherever you are, who are in their right mind, and looking at things from a biblical perspective.
And we hold Israel, the land of Israel, to be the promised land given to Abraham through Isaac and Jacob and his 12 sons. It's a racial promise, it's not a religious promise. And they, by virtue of that covenant, the Abrahamic covenant of Genesis 15, have a right, an uncontestable right to that land. So if anybody wants to bring blessing to their country or to themselves, you defend their right to the land. Don't try to defend those trying to take it from them, like the Muslim Arabs. quote unquote Palestinians, which are no such thing as a Palestinian,
Right.
and all of the other factions, but because those factions are all run by the papacy, it takes money to finance. Remember Yasser Arafat, he died with what, over $1 billion? What, 1.4, and his French Roman Catholic wife, I think she got it.
That's amazing. And what was that company, Paltel?
Yeah, Paltel. Remember when Joel Bannerman told me about that? The late Joel Bannerman, he wrote the great book, Crimes of a President, that showed the criminal behavior of George Herbert Walker Bush. And he said that Yasser Arafat and Shimon Peres were partners in Paltel, the Palestinian telephone company in Israel. So they had shares in both of them. So two supposed enemies are shareholders in this company. They're not enemies. They're working together.
You said Shimon Peres.
Shimon Peres, that's right.
Was he a Freemason?
He was, and he was also educated, according to Barry Chambers. She told me that he was educated by Jesuits in Poland.
Well, I'm sure it had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, that's just a coincidence. Brother,
And
we're just coincidence theorists here, so.
wasn't Yasser Arafat a Freemason too?
Sure, he was.
Wait, so
In
you're
Grand
saying
Lodge, Cairo, I'm sure.
they're part of the same clandestine secret society, and they had shares in the same company, but
Yes.
they're in the news media on opposite sides of something. Do you think
Yes.
maybe somebody like Ben Shapiro would want to know that and get to the bottom of it on his YouTube channel and so on
Problem
and
is,
so
he
on?
wouldn't have a YouTube channel anymore. It
Oh,
wouldn't be popular. It wouldn't invite him to speak at all these universities anymore.
well, that would cut into the funding, wouldn't it? But there's all these facts that are laying around that
Yeah.
it's almost like people just don't want to put the puzzle together.
Well, you know.
And then when you point out the puzzle pieces and the instruction manual and all these people dying and all the history that's ignored, they're just like, well, but then, no, we don't want to do, why would we say that?
Yeah, so it shows you that they're incapable of responsible citizenship, of true nationalism, of wanting to build a country where you can excel and have a place for your children to grow up and work in and build. Can't have any of that. Everybody has to be in conflagration, absolute terror and nervousness all the time so that they can never put down any roots and build anything. They're all
Yeah.
franticating.
Well, the gospel does wonderful things reconciling sinners to God. And if the Persian people and the Iraqi people and the Arabian people and the Russian people and the Japanese people and the German people and the Ukrainian people and all the Arab world and the South Americans and Central Americans and North Americans and white Europeans and black Africans and whoever else under God's heaven believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, you could actually have people reconciled to God and live at peace.
Right.
The Prince
Reconcile
of
to
Peace.
God, live at peace, start to build their own nations, then we can trade with each other and have mutual respect. And
Leave each
remember,
other alone.
it's a result of the Reformation that we have that body of international law called the
Thank you for
Law of
bringing that
Nations.
up.
Law of
Thank you for
Nations.
mentioning that. Westphalian sovereignty. If I
Yes.
had a ability to design a curriculum, how can you possibly get to the age of 20 years old in an enlightened age, as we so-called think of ourselves, and not have ever heard the term Westphalian sovereignty?
Or the
Isn't that
Treaty
a
of
sh
Westphalia,
isn't that a shame?
and its sister, the Treaty of Munster,
Yeah, the
1648, the end of the Dark Ages, the beginning of the modern era with those two treaties.
How can you possibly go to a university, even a conservative one, and not hear the term Westphalian sovereignty? I would venture to guess, now I don't know this, and maybe somebody would refute me to my face and denounce me as an infidel, but I doubt that the universities, even the conservative ones, are going to harp on the phrase Westphalian sovereignty,
They
where
can't.
you.
They can't because West in Westphalia, the Treaty of Westphalia, where ultimately the Germans won, thanks to the great King Adolphus, Gustavus Adolphus, who came down from Sweden, saved Germany and saved the Reformation. But out of that, you don't have any Western civilization, true freedom of conscience, if you don't have the Treaty of Munster and the Treaty of Westphalia. Remember, Goebbels said, "We've completely redrawn the lines of the Treaty of Westphalia."
Thanks. Right.
And Goebbels was trained by Jesuits. He was a Rhinelander, a Roman Catholic. Another good Catholic.
The Minister of Propaganda, because it's a good thing we don't have anything like that in the 21st century, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe that has something to do with why people don't know what Westphalian sovereignty. Maybe that's why I didn't know what Westphalian sovereignty was until just the phrase. Look it up. It's on
I never heard
Wikipedia.
it in Bible college, brother. I never heard
There
it.
you
I went
go.
to two of them.
All right. So if the Bible colleges aren't like, who's gonna? I don't know. I mean, it is basically without telling the truth about it. Trump is a figurehead who is advocating essentially, without saying the word, what you get with Westphalian sovereignty. It's where an individual country, this is a novel concept coming out of the Dark Ages, an individual country, get this, gets to make its own rules for its own territory.
It gets to govern itself.
Gets to govern
What
itself.
a monumental thought. I mean,
Now
so
that.
remember Joel Bannerman told me about Israel. He said that who runs Israel, he says it's the foreign elite. That was his phrase. Foreign
Yeah.
elite. And I said, yeah, Joel, that's the Pope and his Jesuits.
Yeah, Westphalian sovereignty. Now, remind me what happened prior to 1600s. I can't remember exactly who was in control of Europe at the time. Was it to have something to do with something in Rome, something like that?
This man
Maybe.
called the Pope.
Oh, I've heard of him. Yeah. Okay. So he ruled the countries in Europe, and he was a little upset about Martin Luther and the stuff that happened, if I recall correctly. Oh, that's right. And then hundreds of battlefields and thousands of dead later. You had the 80 Years' War and a 30 Years' War, and that came to the conclusion with Protestants winning their right to worship God as they saw fit. And you had the birth of Westphalian sovereignty at the peace treaties that you mentioned.
That's all there is. And by the way, the Westphalian sovereignty is based upon reading the Luther Bible. It's based on the Greek Textus Receptus or the Byzantine text. So if you want to overthrow Westphalian sovereignty, you have to overthrow the Reformation Bible of that country. And then
Ooh.
once you do that, then you can get rid of that nationalism and that sovereignty and make them all subject to center authority, namely the Pope.
And that's what you see playing out every single day.
That's right. Every single day.
So I hope that the listeners, no matter what country you're in, I'm sorry that I don't speak 500 languages. Otherwise, I would do so simultaneously and be able to speak all the languages in the world and get the message out. You know, we're doing our best.
Right. Yeah, we don't have
So
the gift of tongues here.
we don't have the gift of tongues.
So we just have to go through the straits of learning the language and all of this difficulty.
Wonder if you could use AI to translate stuff automatically. That'd be cool.
Sure.
Well, anyway, that would help if people understood Westphalian sovereignty. One last book I want to name drop is a wonderful book written by a former Roman Catholic priest. I don't even know how I stumbled on this. It's written by a guy named Joseph Zacchello, two C's, Zacchello, written in 1948. Called Secrets of Romanism.
How do you spell his last name?
Z, how do you spell his last name? ZACC, and then hello, HELLO. Joseph, I guess it would be in the Italian, Giuseppe Zacchello. But the book says Joseph Zacchello.
What's the name of it again?
It is called Secrets of Romanism. It's not very long. It's 200 some pages, but I really like his formatting. Incidentally, he doesn't even pull from the King James Bible, although I think he was converted over to use that. He only references the Roman Catholic Bible. And even in so doing, he's got his book divided into 10, no, principally nine main questions. And in all of these chapters, these nine chapters, there's a part one, which is the Roman Catholic doctrine, and then there's a part two, which is the answer to the Roman Catholic doctrine. So it's a debate right there on the page in front of you.
Okay.
And I'll just read the title headings and just know that there's about an 8-page for and an 8-page against for all these. There's, is the Roman Catholic Church the Church of Christ? For and against. Is the Bible a sufficient rule of faith? For and against. Was Peter a pope? For and against. Was the Mass instituted by Christ? For and against. Is there a purgatory? For and against. Do priests have power to remit sins? For and against. Is Mary our mediatrix? For and against. Is veneration of saints against scripture? For and against. And lastly, has the Roman Church power to grant indulgences? For and against. And then he's got some sources at the end. So he just goes through it and very methodically, for and against. I mean, he was raised and ended up studying to be a priest, so he has their sources and he knows what he was taught. And sort of like a more, I would say this is more of an instructional version of what Charles Chiniquy wrote with his 50 Years in the Church of Rome. That's a narrative. This is more like text. This is more like a textbook.
Okay. Chinny
So,
gives all the tremendous documentation that's irrefutable. It sounds like this guy's just giving you the high points because this generation can only handle the high points. It doesn't handle, difficult investigation, balancing facts. They just want an answer. So just give them the answer in a simple book like that and maybe quote a couple of sources because you can prove it with massive list of documents if you wish, but just keep it simple. And I like what he did, so I'll have to get the book.
Yeah, it's
Or if you
pretty
want to
good.
make a donation to the ministry, brother, you can get the book for me. How about that?
I had a copy of it, and then one of my children ripped it in half. So
Bad boy, you're gonna give him a spanking with a wooden spoon for that? That's right.
you
That's
servant of the devil.
right. You
So.
ripped my book. One of my little boys tore out a page of my Greek Testament one time. I still have it ripped out. Every time I look at it, I'm reminded of it.
Funny. So I just bought a hard copy. Tear this. So yeah, just these things need to be read as a foundation if you're going to navigate the world today. Because, the thing about it is, when you have the truth shall make you free. You're suddenly free to evaluate things in a much clearer, with much clearer eyes in our present day when you start with the scriptures and it's tempered by what men who have believed the scriptures have written about the things that they saw in their day.
Amen. And there was a lot of them. There's a lot of books written on that. I would like to get some money someday and then just republish them.
There's a lot.
Out there just waiting for our grasping of them because they have all the wonderful incidences that happen. Paolo Sarpi, he was a priest in Rome and he began to resist the Jesuits. One day somebody knifed him at night in the back alley. And he said,
Oh, really?
lo and behold, the pen of the Jesuits. Called the knife the pen of the Jesuits.
The steel of the poignard.
Steel of the poignard, there you go.
Yep. Rome and the War. That's a good one I want to get to.
It is. I do have
Rome and the War, for the listener, is about the First World War, the Great War.
by
And it.
Watchman, you see, wouldn't put his name to it.
Because he wouldn't put his name. Another one I wanted to get that was written under a false name was John Adams. Didn't he write a book about the Jesuits back in his day?
Did. He mentioned it. He mentioned it. He had an author that wrote a book and wouldn't give his name. Adams mentions that. He has a book written by a guy that refused to put his name to it.
Oh, he had a book.
Yes.
Oh, in his library or something.
I quote that in Vatican Assassins.
Isn't that funny?
It's 4 volume set. He said, they have a, it's like the Monarchy of Solipsis. That's a classic work. French, and I had a lady translated into English for me, and I offer it on my website. But talks about the universal monarchy of the Solipsis, or the Solipsis of the Jesuits, written in the 1700s.
Oh, wow. So you're saying there's four books in that series.
Yes. That's what Adam said.
Monarchy.
It's in a folio of 40s. I'll have to check out the book.
Oh, John Adams. So th is that the same as the Monarchy of the Solipsis, or is that a
No,
different
no,
book?
it's different. Monarchy of Solipsis is just one book. This was
Oh, okay.
evidently a four volume set.
Oh, wow.
Fine, a
Back
four
then.
volume set written on the Jesuits at that time, but it must have been phenomenal.
Oh, right. Yeah, because things were much more fresh.
And you had great works, like the Provincial Letters by Blaise Pascal, who was a priest,
Yeah,
but
I've heard
probably
that.
the most influential work against the Jesuits written at the time. He mocked them, he made fun of them. Yeah, the listener, if you have never read the Provincial Letters, you got to read it by Blaise Pascal.
Blaise Pascal. He was a good scientist. I learned about him, the Pascal, the unit of pressure. Pascal. That's funny. Yeah, he wrote that. I also saw.
The French were fiery.
So
They
that's it. Yeah, keep
yeah.
going. Yeah.
So the Jesuits have attempted to kill that out of the Frenchmen, or breed it out with all the blacks in France, or kill it out with all the wars they put upon. Because the French kicked the Jesuits out 8 times.
Yeah.
Kicked them out of France 8 separate times. So the Pope said, "I think I've had enough of this race of people. We're going to do our best to destroy it." That's what they've done, especially in the 20th century.
Yeah, with their well, the Nazis occupied France, and you also had the First World War that decimated French manhood, and you've had they just always stirred so much agitation in France. There was Paris was in uprising, what, like 3 4 months ago? They had riots or something in Paris
Well, they
not long
want
ago.
those because that's all caused. So they're driving the otherwise lackadaisical French people, the atheists that they've become thanks to the Jesuits, into becoming extreme because they're being killed, they're being raped, they're being murdered, their country's being taken from them. So now they're being driven to desperation. And when you get a Frenchman desperate, you got a wild man.
Got a
So.
problem on your hands.
That's where I get the French Foreign Legion. I mean, they were untouchable.
Well, the French helped us in our war for
They
independence.
did. We wouldn't be having this conversation if it wasn't for the French.
Lafayette and the
King
entire French
Louis the
Armada
16th. That's
pulled up right there outside of Yorktown. So, to the Frenchmen, read some of your history with the Huguenot and read about the Huguenot who were destroyed in the St. Bartholomew's Day Massacre. And
And also the
they.
revocation of the Edict of Nantes,
Yep.
1685, that's right.
Read Calvin's.
Drove the finest of the Frenchmen out of France. 500,000, I think, died. Another 500,000 went overseas. They came to North and South Carolina. They went into Switzerland. They went into England. I had a buddy
England,
told
yeah.
me they went into Ireland, England. They're the finest silversmiths in the country. Just make beautiful silver utensils. Everything out of silver was the best.
Well, I found interesting the head of British intelligence that was stationed in New York during the War for Independence, John Andre,
Oh,
he was of Huguenot background.
he's the one in Washington to put to death.
Yeah.
Even
He had
though
an interesting story.
Andre's mother begged him for forgiveness, now Washington still put him to death. Major Andre.
Yeah, there's a big. It was funny because, as it goes, if I would focus on this one guy for a minute, head of British intelligence in New York got captured, conspiring with Benedict Arnold. Benedict Arnold wanted the honor and the money and the wealth. Benedict Arnold ends up going back to England. And yet, now today, Benedict Arnold is synonymous with being a traitor. John Andre is honored and has this nice big sarcophagus thing back in Britain. You can look it up, like where he's buried, you
Is
know?
that right?
Yeah. Thought it was funny. I kind of
Glorify
like
the
John.
wicked and put down the evil. Like there's no grave for King James.
Right.
There's no grave. So, but they have all these other wicked people, Charles the First, Charles the Second. Nothing for King James. Oh, resurrection didn't take care of all that anyway.
Yep. So that's a little smattering of truth. I'm hoping to write some books eventually. Like to write a book where you basically make the case to the various peoples and nations about how they've been beaten down by the same group of black robe Jesuits, and then the German people can go over to their chapter. My vision would be that the Baptist missionary to the people of Vietnam would flip over to his chapter and say, "Well, hey, how have they messed up the Vietnamese people? Ooh, okay. Oh, wow. Oh, no way. Oh, wow."
They killed off the finest manhood in the Far East, which were the Vietnamese, because they're the only ones that successfully could fight the Red Chinese. So we can't have a manhood that would resist our Red Chinese. So we'll wage war in our country for 30 years, from 1945 to 1975, and kill their finest of manhood, over 5 million of them. And then even when the U.S. left, China attacked them, and the Vietnamese defeated them in 1978. So,
They were still fighting. I didn't know that.
yeah, it's an interesting story. So, yeah, you got to get rid of the Vietnamese, man. You can't have an Asian host under the Red Chinese with a manhood like that, or a Korean,
Yeah.
same way.
Koreans the same way. Japanese too.
Japanese the same way. Got to
Their
get rid of the
history.
manhood.
See, and that's just it. If you have an untouched, nationally sovereign manhood and womanhood that, is biblically helping the man. You have a country that can't be morphed into one of the 10 regions very
Right.
easily.
That's exactly right.
So you have to disrupt all that with wars. And in my
Wars
estimation,
started by their own leaders
yeah, traitors.
and traitors, and they're not going to precipitate winning that war. We could have won the Vietnam War a long time ago, just bomb Haiphong Harbor. Ralph Epperson has a great DVD on that.
Oh,
All he
really?
had to do was mine Haiphong Harbor, and the Russian reinforcements could never get to North Vietnam. That would have ended it. Oh no, we just got to keep it. Nixon did it. That's one reason they got rid of him in 70, 75.
So you got to reset.
Brother, are we good for the night?
I
Or
think so.
did you have anything else you wanted to add? Or?
I think we can get to Babylon. We get to Babylon next week.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, we're going to try to be on every Monday night from 8:30 to 9:30 or 8 to 9, whatever you want, brother. So
Sure.
I'll post this in the Monday evenings when we have a broadcast for you listeners. All
Sounds
right,
good.
please give your contact info, Brother Eric, and for someone who wants to send you a gift, because you can see gifts for the work you're doing. And it's my prayer that they will do that for you. So, go ahead.
Sure. My email is ejr11@case.edu. And gift, I guess you could maybe send it to you and forward it to me.
Oh no, you got a PayPal or a Cash App?
No, I don't. I should probably get one of those set up.
You need to get that, young man.
Still in the dark ages with paper
That's
money.
right. That's exactly right.
Skip the gold, just go back to paper. I'm a
That's
real big
right.
lover of
That's
paper
right.
money.
That's freaking. It's easier to carry here. You can't carry that metal stuff. It's in your pocket. And then you'll have any excuse to get you out of hard money. All right. Well, thank you, brother, for being with us tonight. This is June 16th, 2025, here at 24/7 Radio Podcast. And Brother Eric John Phelps again. I think I'm Brother Eric Rodriguez on Mondays. Best to have him every Monday. He always teaches me something, and it's a special mode of delivery that I really enjoy. So thank you for tuning in, and you can send your gifts. You send a gift to my Cash App, Eric. Cash App, cash, hashtag it. Eric, here I see John, JONPHELPS. And if you just want to say it's for Eric Rodriguez, let me know. I'll try to send it to him. I'll try not to.
Buy some books.
Well, how about the mailing address? Don't you get an address that can send you a check?
I don't really have a PO box.
Oh, so you don't want to give your residence address on the radio. Is that
Yeah,
what?
I'll get doxxed.
Okay, well, then I just send it to me and I'll send it to Eric. P.O. Box 306, Newmanstown, Pennsylvania 17073, and Cash App at rbpbdonate at comcast.net. Any gifts are appreciated. as we seek to preach the true gospel of Christ. Christ died for your sins according to the scriptures, was buried and rose again according to the scriptures, 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4. God calls all men everywhere to repent, Acts 17, 30. Whosoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So until the next time we meet, Lord bless Brother Eric, and say hi to your lovely wife and your five sons.
I will. Thank you.
Okay, we're gonna log off now. Thank you for listeners for listening, and we'll be together again shortly. Maranatha.
Bye-bye.